Dave and Katie in the morning.
Well, I just had a couple of comments. The first one was about Fuzzy Wuzzy.
He was a bear, yeah.
Yes, but that last stanza that you said, yes. The wording was a little off.
Okay, yeah.
Fix it.
Corrects us.
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair.
None.
Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he?
He wasn't fuzzy.
Wasn't?
No.
Okay.
Wasn't very fuzzy.
But you all, the way you said it at the end, you messed up the fuzzy wuzzy wasn't fuzzy wuzzy.
No.
Well, I got to get that right.
Because that's the whole punchline.
Yeah. That's the whole punchline.
Yeah.
Anyway, just a comment.
And then
Georgie Porgy.
Georgie, yeah.
During the times that when he's stuck in his thumb, it didn't ruin the pie for everybody else.
Why not?
Sweets were so few and far between then, you just ate it anyway.
Oh, you went ahead and ate it now?
We didn't worry about the germs, didn't worry about any of that.
Now, see, I think that we also...
But was it Georgie?
I think it was little Jack Horner. He sat in the corner. He stuck his thumb in the pie, but Georgie also did. Like, little Jack Horner sat in a corner eating
his... What's up with the boys in the pies?
And sticking their thumbs.
He's eating his Christmas pie. He stuck in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, what a good boy am I.
Yeah.
He's a good boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe his mom made him an individual little pie.
Although, he seems a little bit prideful. I mean, to go ahead and say how, what a good boy that he was.
Well, they're raising him with confidence.
Well,
I mean, come on.
Okay.
Except that if he's sitting in the corner, he's probably not that good of a guy.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, guys, you realize that we're talking about little Jack Horner.
Can't win for losing this morning.
Just wanted to throw that out there.
Overall, I'm sure he's a good kid. He just did something he shouldn't.
I do have one other thing.
Made a bad decision.
Yes.
One other thing to potentially blow your mind. Where does it ever say that Humpty Dumpty was an egg?
Yes.
Never. Never, ever.
Yeah.
I
just thought
that
out there.
It does not say. It was an artist's depiction, and it took off.
And I'm sure we all have the same artist depiction in our mind.
There
the
it is.
Big old egg is sitting up there on that wall.
And it looks sad.
With his little britches on, and his little shoes and socks. And
well, I never heard or saw of the in a book of rhymes. I never saw it or heard it without... him being an egg.
I know.
It's always an egg.
I know.
So I don't know when that started. I will say though that they now have channel is it on? I can't remember, but there's a couple of renditions of nursery rhymes out there these days.
Okay.
And there's a Humpty, they don't ever mention that the king's horses and king's men couldn't put him back together again. Instead, when they show the cartoon, somebody's sticking a pillow under him, or he's falling on something soft.
He never cracks.
Yeah, he never cracks.
Wow.
I don't know what to think about
that. They changed the whole story.
I know.
And what about employment? I mean, the king's men and hiring those guys.
Oh, man.
Ruining the economy.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, really?
Well, thanks for chatting with us about little Jack Horner that started it all.
It's a ripple effect that we just can't handle.
Wee Willie Ripple. Wait, it was Winkle. Sorry.
Don't start with that one. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for setting us straight on Fuzzy Wuzzy and Georgie Porgy. And I don't know what to think about the egg.
And they jumped over the moon. The cow.
The Humpty Dumpty thing.
All right.
All right.
Have a great day.
Bye. You all have a wonderful day.
See you. Bye.
Oh, my goodness.